The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your... You are... might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
Time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational thing.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson. I know it.
Hello everyone, this is the Gentle Silverwing Show for February 1st, 2011. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me as always, my love, my girl, the burning of my loin, the tailor of armor, and the baker of cookies, the reason we have a mature audience warning at the top of the show, Elfin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can hop on to our in-game chat channel, guk.ogr. which is up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
I'm doing okay.
I think I solved our sound issues.
For now.
Well, it seems to be... The setup I have going seems to be working. Anyone's been...
Ask the people in the channel. Rate this.
Folks, am I sounding better than in the last couple of weeks? I think I got it solved.
I'm not saying anything. You must suck.
I always suck.
I just ran past you. I know where you're going.
You do?
Yes.
Where am I going?
You're going to the fair.
That's right, everyone. The fair is now in Kelithin, or I should say outside of Kelithin.
The Green Knoll.
What's that?
On the Green Knoll.
Yep, on the what they call the Green Knoll, which is the main ramp coming in and out of Kelithin. New this month is the Kelithin Door. Okay, I'm being told it could be a little louder, so let me turn up our mics here. All right, just turned up the mics, and I'm redlining now on my meter, so I think we could be good. But, we are at the Kelithin Fair. If you go to what's his name here? Chris Weathers, with Local Specialties, there is the Kelithin Functional Door, which you can place in your house. I have one in my house right now. It works fine. The only thing I'm finding with this door, it's very thick compared to the other doors. It's like...
It's chunky.
Yeah, it's about twice as thick as the other doors. Outside of that, I like it. I like the way it looks. I like the woodworking on it, and it looks nice. It's got, you know, it's peaked, which actually works very well for the Mistmore Manor. But you know which door actually is going to work really well for the Mistmore Manor? Next month, the Nerriac doors come out. And let me see, I have a link for that. Let me find it again. had a link for that. There it is, Ornate Nuriak Door. This comes out next month. Come on, let me copy the link.
Copy paste.
The only thing I don't like about Zam is all their damn ads.
Oh.
We have to wait for the ads to show up before any other JavaScripts work. All right, so let me link this here. Zam does have it. So that's the Ornate Nuriak Door.
I like that door.
Yeah, that looks very nice. And I think,
that looks very nice.
Yeah, that's going to look very nice in the Mistmore Manors. And after that, I think that's the last one, isn't it?
I think we've hit them all with doors, yep.
Yeah, I think that's the last door. Let me check here. Let's see. City Fair, Gorwin. We got Kelethan today. No, Kinos. We haven't seen Kinos' door yet. Have we? No, I don't think so. Yeah, we still need Kinos' door. Actually, I wonder if Zam has a preview of that one. Kinos' door. Let's see. Aha, there is. Let me get that link up for you here. Let's see what this one looks like. This one just looks like a regular wooden door with some paneling to it.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's the link for that. That's just a standard wooden door with some parquet paneling on it. It's not bad.
Parquet!
No, not that kind of parquet. You like parquet flooring?
You put flooring on toast?
Exactly. But yeah, that's... Nuriak will be next month, and then the Kinos door will be available a month after. In April. There we go. Personally, I would like to see a more variety of dividers. You know, like, I like the screens and stuff like that, but... You know how they're zigzagged? No, back and forth. I could do without that. If they had the dividers that were just straight across, I would like that a lot. Clorning, Clorny is having issue with the stream apparently, but I'm not seeing any other real complaints. Who's this? Someone sent me a tell here. All right, so let me check my notes. What are we going to talk about this week? Notes. I have notes. First off, we need to send good thoughts to Xanadi and Trueflight. I understand there was no EQ Tuesday this week. Xan and True having some family medical emergencies. I hope everything turns out okay for them. Well, Trueflight's right there in the channel. But, hope everything turns out okay for you. I'm not going to go into any details because I don't know any details, and I don't think they want their private life, you know, plastered all over the internet. So I'm just going to say we're wishing you the best. I hope everything turns out okay. Alright, let's see. And as was, was that link by Chromie? No, Chromie linked it in the guild chat. But, we do have a new item in the marketplace that, I don't know.
You don't know?
Let me look at that. There's a new set of wings that are available. There we go. The Far Feather Wings. Oh my god. Look at those.
Let me see.
They're artistic. They're flapping.
Maybe they'd look good on a barbarian.
No, I've seen a barbarian with them. No. I can't see any situation where I would find those attractive on our characters. I'm sorry. I apologize to whoever in Sony that came up with them.
And what happens if that was one of Novrin's eye things?
Yeah, I mean, we love Nobbrin, we really do. But regardless of who designed this, I'm sorry, the only...
You don't like him, but maybe somebody does. And do they look like that in game? Because
yes,
I know
I've
a lot
them.
Of stuff that you look in the thing and they don't look quite the same when you see them in game.
Yes,
usually they look better in game.
I've seen a few people wearing them, and if you like them, that's great. More power to you. But yeah, I agree with Solaris, who's saying if they were Solaris and Redolian, if they were folded to look like angelic wings. But, you know, folded against the back. I think that would be all right. But, yeah. If they folded down, that'd be good. But extended like that, they're really a hindrance. I mean, you wouldn't be, you know, realistically speaking, you'd be knocking shit over. Well, look at them. You know what I'm saying. I mean, even the Fey wings... You know, Faze and Aerosize, their wings fold up.
But they're, no, not
when they're
really.
When they're sitting down, they fold up.
Well, yeah. No.
Yes. Yes, they do.
They sort of fold back, but not up.
No, they fold down.
Oh, I'd have to get Crema out, but yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they're large and gaudy, and... I don't they're not me. I will say they do look beautiful for wings. They do look very artistic. They're very nice. I can't see them using them practically. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's just that's my opinion. Let me take another look at those Aerie Fey Feather wings. And the way they're moving. They're not flapping. They're kind of wiggling.
Oh, they're wiggling.
Okay. Yeah, they're kind of wiggling there. Yeah. Well, you know, that's that. Okay, what else we got here? New Kelvin Door, Fey Feather Wings. This is going to be a short show by the looks of my notes. Well, until Velios comes out, we don't have a whole lot to talk about. Well, let's talk about something that.
Well, what about Podcast 101?
I have not heard about Velios today. I have not heard it, but if you want to talk about it, go right ahead.
Oh, they were talking about Velios. One of the things that I remember them saying is that when Velios does come, each of they in the beginning for the first week. They're going to have stuff going on, special stuff, that you want to get a participate of.
Like what?
I don't remember exactly. They're guide driven.
Oh, okay. So they're going to have some live events going on.
Yes, each day.
Ah, okay. So look for live events when Velios comes out in 20 days.
20 days until Velios comes out.
If you want to know exactly when Velios comes out, you can go to getthecore.org, and right there on the front page, I have a countdown timer counting down the hours, minutes, and seconds, and days, until Velios release. But, you know, as launches go, don't pay attention to the actual timer. You never know. But, yeah. So that's cool. Look for GM events going on for Velios. Of course, everything is still under non-disclosure agreements. So there's not much I can talk about from beta. But I will just say, and this is no secret whatsoever. Othmir in fezzes. They're cute, they're adorable, they want to be your friends. Othmir. I can say, Clorny, that I have not heard anything on Illyrisi. Not in beta or not. I have not heard anything on Illyrissi or the Nameless. Not heard anything about them. I don't know what they're planning on doing. I know a lot of people are actually upset and have expressed so that Illyrissi, you know, the whole Illyrissi's deadline.
Yeah.
A lot of people are pissed off. And they have expressed that to Sony. So I don't know. Maybe they'll do something. Maybe they'll do something in Velios. I don't know. But we will see.
And then I also watched the live interview with Smokejumper, who's our producer. And I know I'm going to get shot for not remembering everybody else's name. But every Friday, for the next two Fridays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, they're going to be broadcasting live interviews to talk about Velios. And this last week, one of the things they talked about is there going to be like two phases of Velios. You know, phase one, and then phase two, there'll be more things like Western Wastes and stuff.
So in other words, they're not done yet. Is that it?
Yeah, basically there's going to be phase one that's all polished, and then as time goes on, they're going to release phase two of Velios.
So what are they going to do? We're going to like swim out there, we're going to hit a certain part of the map, and then just stop dead?
I guess so.
Don't know anything about that, though. Anyway, moving on.
Oh, you're terrible.
I know. Anyway.
But anyway.
Okay, so yeah. Friday's at what, 4?
4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Okay, and I'm sure they'll have announcements on Facebook, Twitter, and at EverQuest2.com for people to go ahead and tune in and watch and blah, 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 blah.
And if you can't watch it, they will post it later on YouTube, for one, and that other thing that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
Stick'em or something?
Stick Cam.
That's it.
Stick Cam. But yes, if you have a Facebook and Twitter account, you can do... let me get the thing here.
Oh, they were talking about flying mounts, too. You can only have them if you're level 90.
What?
That's what they said. That's sort of a reward for being so high. What are you bitching about? You're level 90.
Oh, I know I am, but why put a limit on something like that? I don't know. Anyway, moving on.
I'm level 90, and I'm not having a problem with that. It's my reward for being level 90, damn it.
Why not? All right, so let's see here. So on Facebook...
Besides, everybody and their brother has a level 90.
Yeah, pretty much. So on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/SOE. Or, let's see, what's the official EQ2 one? I'm trying to find it.
Angela Corey is sending me tells going, I only have a level 90. Well, get a move on.
Pretty much.
I'm not very nice about that, am I?
Just well, you know, it's pretty much, you know, they put a level cap on certain mounts. Just, you know, they're putting such emphasis, and it's like, oh, everything's going to be, you know, flying mounts this, flying mounts that. Oh, by the way, you got to be level 90. Oh, you bastards!
Now, maybe I heard him wrong, but I remember the mistake.
No, you probably didn't hear him wrong. Okay, and it's facebook.com/EverQuest2 if you want to check that out. And on...
Not now. Later after the show.
Right. Later after the show. And let's see. YouTube, I believe their YouTube channel is SOE Online. Let me check this out. I think it's SOE Online. Dun, 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 dun. Perhaps I should write this stuff down. Nope, SOE Online is not Sony Online Entertainment. It's some Indian guy or Hindu or something.
Oh no.
It's there somewhere. I don't know. I can't find it at this time. Anyway, moving on. Let's see here. This past week, Sony Online Entertainment released the mobile application for iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. Well, when you can log in, it does work. I got my phone out. I'm going to try it right now. Representing Android. Android! AFK Interactive. Sony Online Entertainment. Bringing up the app. Username. Password. Typing in the password. Which, in a way, I kind of wish I could make shorter. But can't go back to short passwords. Be very insecure. Trying to log in. Let's see.
Typical male. Always wants it bigger. What?
Am I going to... Oh, I did connect today. Now, the problem I have with this is, you know, you have the Moonlight Enchantments, and you go through, you make alts, and you make more alts, and alts, and alts, and alts, running them through, trying to get this. The problem is...
You do.
This thing is displaying every single alt I have ever made.
Dead or alive.
Dead or alive, used or unused. And the issue is, the character select screen is limited to a certain number of characters. Jethel at level 90 is not on the list. It cuts off after, I think, 20 characters. Doofu the Drunken Dwarf is, however, on the list. So I will bring him up on my app, and I will go to chat. Opening chat. Alright. I can do guild. I don't think he's in a guild. So let's see. I want to add a channel. It is a... Let's see. Join channel named G-U-K dot O-G-R. No password. Join. Okay, now according to this, I'm logged in. Whoop. God damn it. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. I don't know how long I was gone for. Refresh, refresh. I'm back. Okay, let's try this again. I'm logged in to the EverQuest 2 app. I have logged in to the guk.ogr chat channel. And I'm going to type something. I am logged in as Doofu, the Drunken Dwarf. So let's see. How the hell... is everyone.
They want to know if you're gargling or something.
If I sound funny, you need...
Reboot the stream.
Yeah, you need to reboot the stream. And yes...
So you're logged into game, and then you were able to log in off your phone and send a text to the channel?
Yep, I see Doofu's text right there in the game. How the hell is everyone?
But can you see what's going on in the channel?
I can.
Oh, really?
Yep, I have the chat channel going here on my phone.
Huh.
It is different, though. The chat is coming from the top instead of from the bottom.
Mm.
And does and it does seem to be delayed by a few seconds.
Well,
but not bad. Not bad. So that does work. That does work. I know when this thing was first active, was first released, there was huge problems with server errors and stuff like that. But, yeah, the chat does seem to be working. Now, if they can only fix it so I can actually choose Jethel on this thing, I might be able to talk to people while I'm off, while I'm offline. That would be cool. You know, this is something that the station launcher is missing. I'm going to go ahead and sign off of this. That is actually something that the station launcher is missing, and that's the that is the ability to log into chat channels. With the station launcher, you can talk to individual people. That's about it. Raythe is saying that the station launcher used to have that ability, but you can't do it anymore. So, yeah. Alright, so, yeah, that's available for Android, iPhone, and for BlackBerry. And you can just go to kithacore.org, and I do have a link there that's, link on the front page. It says EQ2 mobile app. And that'll bring your, that'll, have download links right there, I believe. Let's see. Yes, if you go to kithacore.org and click on the news thing there for EQ2 mobile app, I do have listed Android, BlackBerry, and iPhone. And for the Android, I actually do have a clickable link to get the QR barcode, so you can use your scanner, your barcode scanner, and go right to the marketplace. But there it is. And it does, it's still got, you know, it's a little buggy, of course, like I said, with the alts. But other than that, it seems to work. And you can look at maps. You can manage your friend list, manage your character for the most part. You can, you know, look at your equipment and see your stats. And you can actually see where you are in the world by bringing up the map and stuff like that. Look at your equipment, or look at your appearance equipment as well. And look at all your stats and blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, I mean, you can't actually play the game, of course, because I would I would really hate to try to play the game on such a small screen and at, like, you know, one frame every minute. Actually, I you know what? I have tried that, playing with such a low screen rate.
Oh.
Well, I used to have one of those programs that you could control one computer from another.
Yeah.
And I tried logging into EQ2 like that from work.
Yeah.
I could log in, I could chat, but every time I take a step forward, I would end up like 100 yards away. Little touchy. Little touchy. I thought maybe I'd be able to work on crafting or something like that, you know?
I don't think so.
But no. So, so apparently, yeah, it works. What?
Apparently, I've got some prizes that I won in Fortune League. That's that sort of.
Oh yeah.
But, yeah, but the problem is, and I'm not the only one having it. Can't get them.
Oh, why not?
I don't know. My account is linked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I only have 3 days to claim them before they go poof.
But you can't get them.
I can't get them. Let's see.
So now, they're not your claim window?
One's a complete AA. Complete quest. AA. I got completed the quest. So I got an AA scroll. You receive a valuable alternate advancement AA scroll by participating in the thing. Mm-hmm. What it does, I don't know, but I hit redeem now, and redemption failed. Please try again.
Well, if I were you, I'd contact someone in support.
There's a whole forum started on it.
Oh, boy. Well,
I have two AA scrolls and one XP potion, but I can't get them.
Well,
I created my party, and that was about it.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure that if they if they're having this many people with the same problem, that they'll extend it.
Well, they're supposed to, but you know,
if not, what the hell's the point?
There's supposed to be a tutorial,
mm-hmm.
Off of that, so you can learn how to play it better. I think there's also a link in their forum. I haven't dug into that yet because I'm just, I'm too wrapped up into Dungeon Overlord right now. I'm not seeing the tutorial link. Let's see. How to play, there's instructions how to play, glossary, Well, it's got to be in the forums, probably off of the forums. So.
Yeah, I'm sure it's there somewhere. Alright. Well, I'm sure they got somebody working on it, or possibly several people working on it.
But a lot of people are having fun with it, and you know, it's statistics, it's probably breaking out spreadsheets and stuff, and I don't know. I just haven't got into it yet. But I wouldn't mind, you know, having my little prizes, but if not, oh well.
Yeah.
And I've been busy playing Dungeon Overlord. We're having a guild raid, I guess, this weekend. I don't know. We're going to go attack somebody.
Oh boy.
They've been picking on us.
Lovely.
So, we're going to go kick some butt.
Go kick some butt dogs.
Butt dogs. And, they just did an update too today. And I messed up.
Oh.
Well, because of the dates.
Oh, right.
Didn't look right. Yeah, today is not the 31st. I don't know why I looked at the calendar wrong. So next week we will have Chris Mayer, who's the CEO of Night Owl Games, on for an interview. I already have a ton of questions, but if you have any that you want to ask, feel free to send them to me. I guess elquinjenna@kithacore.org, or you can go to the forum, the Dungeon Overlord forum. And I think it's back on the second page now. I'll have to bump it up.
Yeah, give it a bump.
Yeah, there you go. You can go bump it up with a question. I'm also running a contest over there, which is, you know, a caption contest. You know, capture a screenshot of your minions doing something and add some text. We had a couple of them in there so far, which are pretty cute. But I wouldn't mind seeing more. More is always good. More!
Alright. And with any luck, next week's interview with Chris from Night Owl Games will be the last we hear about Dungeon Overlord.
No!
This is an EverQuest 2 show, you know.
It is not. It isn't just.
I still say you need to... You know, I'm not that I'm trying to kick you off the show or anything like that, but I think you need to get someone who's involved with Dungeon Overlord or Facebook games in general and have a show going.
No, I'm not that good. I'd be bored to tears.
Because to be honest, I did get a couple of private tells going, oh God, Dungeon Overlord again.
Yes, Dungeon Overlord again. Live with it.
I'm not playing it. So,
why not?
So next week is going to be Elquin Jenna. It's going to be the Elquin Jenna show.
You jerk.
I don't play it. I have nothing to say to this guy.
It's a Sony game. You should be supporting it.
All right, let's see what else we got here. I have... no birthdays on my list for this week, so the birthday trolls have the night off.
They're probably out drinking.
Yeah. Halfling blood. Or something. But, yes. Holiday on the Guck server. I have actually tried Dungeon Overlord. It's not for me.
Like Cityville.
Cityville's going well. But yeah, the Fortune League, I couldn't wrap my head around it. I've never been
having a problem with.
Yeah, I've never been able to wrap my head around Fortune League, and Dungeon Overlord. I'm not putting it down. I'm just saying not for me. I'm sure it's a perfectly fine game, and a lot of people do like it. Not for me. But yes, you can become my my neighbor in Cityville, and I encourage it. Invite me to become your neighbor on Cityville. It's just Jethel. I'm there. I'm not quite sure how you invite someone who's not on your friend list, but you can put me on your friend list. That's fine. Just tell me you're a fan of the show, and I'll put you on my fan list. But it's facebook.com/Jethel. I'm there. So there we go. Frontierville, I tried for a while. He got
tired of the old guy popping up every 2 minutes.
No, not really that. My biggest problem with Frontierville and those type of games was, you have so much energy to do stuff. And it's like, okay, I have 4 energy left. I have 4 things to harvest. Let's go ahead and harvest them. Harvest, harvest, harvest. One more harvest to go and I'm out of energy. Oh, a bear! Now I have to spend 6 energy to fight a bear. You bastards. But anyway.
Yeah, but it gets better.
But Cityville, I think I said it last week or the week before, something like that. I'm making actual neighborhoods. Instead of just clumping everything together, I'm making actual neighborhoods. I'm having a good time. Every morning I get up, and the first thing I do is go in, and I go through all my neighbors' list, and I go in and help them all out. I don't get a lot of neighbors, maybe like 15 or 20 right now. So I go through, it takes me about an hour. And then I have all this energy built up, and I go ahead and harvest my own stuff and take care of my own city. Right now, I am trying to get a tavern for my city. And in order to do that, I have everything in the collection that I need to get a tavern, to unlock the tavern, except a television.
Television?
Well, when you're harvesting, you find collectible items, like you do in game. There's a shiny. But as you're harvesting your crops, you get collectible items. Well, the only thing I'm missing in the set to get my tavern is a TV. And you get stuff like that when you harvest, not when you harvest, but when you collect rent from your tenants. So if anyone has a spare TV, I'm looking for it so I can get my tavern. I got my Italian restaurant last night. I'm not looking to make a big city. I'm making a small town is what I'm doing. I got my my population up to a certain amount just so I could get something I wanted. And then I deleted all of my damn houses. And I started over again. Okay, I got what I wanted. Now I'm going to make my neighborhoods. And I actually have a little haunted mansion going on.
You have?
Yep, I asked all my neighbors to send me what they call autumn oaks. No, winter oak is a tree with no leaves.
Right.
It's just a black bare tree.
Right.
So, I got a estate, a big house. Actually, I got 2 houses, 2 really big mansions, and I put them back to back, so it looks like I have 1 giant mansion.
Yeah.
And then I'm filling the, you get those expansions, they're 20 by 20 square expansions.
Yeah.
I have 1 just for that 1 estate. So I have that. It's got a forest of dead trees, and I put a, I put a dirt patch that you would normally put, for crops. Alley.
Yeah.
And I put one down there, and it looks like there's a graveyard. So I got a little haunted mansion going on the outskirts of town. So, yep. Facebook.com/Jethel. If you want to add me on my friends list, just let me know you're a fan of the show. I'll add you to my fan list. I also put updates on there, reminders about the show. I try to run little contests, but you know what? The little contest we're running here for Narathian Bachelor, I'm throwing it out the window.
Why?
Because I've run it for 3 weeks and only got one entry. So
nobody wants to date Doofu.
Apparently not.
So you should have put Cheez-It up there.
I'm sure Cheez-It would have gotten some. But yeah, we had one entry, and she wins by default. It's as simple as that. I've taken it down. I'm not doing it. So congratulations, you won.
Oh, God.
And she gets an autographed picture of Doofu sent to her email. And I'm going to pick out something from the from our box of goodies here and mail it to her. She's won before, so I do have her mailing address, so I'll take care of that probably this week. So, yeah, I'm saying to hell with Narathian Bachelor.
Now, in EverQuest, I guess if you take the portal, the guild portal to KP, you end up in the water?
That's been a bug for a while now. It doesn't happen all the time.
I guess it depends if the AI decides you need a bath.
Apparently. But yeah, that's been a random bug for a while now. I don't know if they've been able to isolate it. Apparently not, if it's still happening. But yeah, that's been happening for several months now. I don't know when it started.
Yeah, Chromie ended up taking a bath.
Yeah, it's happened to me a couple of times too.
That's all I can say is I think the you know, if it feels that you need a bath, that's where you're going.
I guess. But I don't think Chromie needs a bath, though. She's, you know...
Well...
She's cute little Faye. I mean...
When was the last time she did take a bath?
Oh, she was with me. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
It's not a bath.
But, yeah, that's a very long swim is what that is. So unless you have a bar of soap with you, you're just going for a swim. That's not a bath, really.
So what's this thing on your back that's all sparkly and shiny?
Oh, that's my my spear I get from the marketplace. Let me link that. Let's see. There's a set of swords and this two-handed spear. Chillborn spear. It's like the only two-handed weapon Jethel's been able to wield. And I do miss being able to wield two-handed weapons. So it's good enough for now until I can come across the a halberd or something like that. This will do. Raythe is saying the Worm Slayer is two-handed. Well, I don't really like the look of it, to be honest. Actually, can't I get the... Oh, wait a minute. I'm being linked something. Ooh, that does look nice. Okay, I want this. I'm going to link this in-game here. Spiders is linking me something. I want that. Want? Where does it come from?
What is it?
Telyusan, the Earth Spine.
Well, it's it probably dropped somewhere.
Where is it from? Tell me!
It's nice.
Spiders, where'd you get it? I want it! I'm probably freaking out the cat.
I mean, I can look it up on Zam.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I can take it.
Are you going to do that?
I've already got Zam up.
Fine, you do it.
So, let me take a look here.
In-game raid loot, Rathy's saying.
Oh, it's a raid thing, man. Okay, let's see where it's coming from here. What's it called? Tell you some. Right?
Somebody's guessing that it comes from the Underfoot Depths.
Probably. There we go. Tell you some Earth Spine. It comes from... Yep, the Underfoot Depths. From Master Yale. Adjustant Ilias Sitz. The Earthfoot Protector. Or Ulstak the Enlightened. It seems I remember Master Yale's name from something. Could have been an EQ1. I could be wrong.
Ooh, now that's a nice looking blade. I mean, bow.
Okay, Master Yeel was in EverQuest 1.
Drips blood. What was he?
He is an Earth Elemental in EverQuest 1 in the Hole. And is also in the Hole, in the instance in the Hole in EverQuest 2. So he's one of the Heritage ones.
Yeah, but he never dropped anything good in EK1.
Let me see. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, he's gone now. The Hole 1.0. Apparently they've upgraded the Hole in EverQuest. Master Yeel was found at the bottom of the Hole, a very large pit which runs through the zone. Formerly of the Hole, the Hole 1.0 is dead, apparently. Okay. Well, we don't have to worry about him, then. Spiders is telling me that it comes from the third wing.
I haven't been down there.
And he got it from Master Yeel. Shoot. Now I can't remember where I was going.
I don't know.
Just
out here wandering around behind the animals?
I was going to go somewhere and check something out. Now I can't remember where the hell I was going to go.
I don't know. Crap.
What were you talking about before the thing?
I asked you what you had on your back.
Oh. I was going to go check to see if Wormslayer was available through Shady.
Oh. Well,
Actulus.
You should if you have it already.
I'm pretty sure I had already earned it, so I just want to see. You know, I know I was one of the people that kind of bitched when this global transportation system came up, because, you know, it was not roleplay to just click and go wherever the hell you want. But it does make things easier. So let's see here. Worm Slayer. Yep, I can buy the Worm Slayer for 1 plat.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and buy the Worm Slayer. There we go. I have the Worm Slayer.
Worm Slayer.
Ah, there's a troll hiding behind that crate.
Well, yeah.
There is a troll in Nectulus, on the Nectulus docks. On the Antonia Vale server, it's a player, and he's called Murder Troll for Hire.
Murder Troll. Murder.
Is there any other kind of troll, really? Well, where is it now? I bought it. Oh, there it is.
I found it.
Alright, well, I have the Worm Slayer on my back now. I don't know, I think I like the spear better. Let me get away from the attackable NPCs and I'll do my spinning spear and see how it looks. I don't know, I think I like my spear better.
You know, I'm trying to trying to look inside a crate in the it's not allowing me to.
For what?
Well, I'm looking at the North Weave purple cloth crate, and they have purple and then violet and lilac, and I wanted to see what the purple looked like, but it's not allowing me just to look at the violet or the... It's just giving me one look.
No, hold on a sec. Casual clothes. Purple. And what you gotta do is go to a description. On the right, you got the preview, then we had description. And then you see the individuals that you can hold control and click on to see in the dressing room.
You know, the purple's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. You like purple.
Yeah, but I'm red and black.
I don't know. Romaine is linking the carburite longbow.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like that.
Let me see. We're at up above.
Hmm? Oh, no, it was in the guild. In the guild OC. Let me link that in the OGR channel.
Well, look at, there's another bow up above. You have to scroll back up. Argus, Exacting Eye. Spider linked that one, too.
Let's see. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, it's different if you notice that there's jewels down at the curve.
It's got cams and it's dripping blood.
Yes.
Blood. I don't know if I like that bladed design, though. But, you know, again, that's just me. That's just me. You might think it's wonderful and awesome. The bee's knees, as it would. Oh, we linked another one, another item that I'll never get. That's a mean-looking hammer. Can we link that here? Another one from the same place, and therefore I'll never see it in my life. Festus Tempered Yellite Hammer. That's a mean-looking hammer. I wouldn't want to get hit with that.
Yeah, that does look nasty.
But I'll never see it, because I am not a raider.
You should be, though.
Could be what?
You could be.
What? A raider?
Yeah.
No.
Couch of the Void. That's not bad.
What is a patch of the Void? Touch of the Void, Throne Weapon. I'm not seeing it.
Well, there, you can't see it. You just look at the stats.
Oh. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
It's agility on it.
That's kind of cool. All right. So like I said earlier, I didn't have any birthdays to announce. Not on my my list anyway. So birthday trolls are taking a little break. There was one death of note. I'm sure if you live in other countries, there are plenty of deaths of note. But this is one noteworthy, I thought. Eunice Sanborn. Up until the 31st of January, she was the oldest person living in the world. At 114 years old.
Wow.
And on the 31st, she died. It doesn't say what she died of, but I'm willing to bet old age. Yep, 114 years old.
We can talk about DC Universe. I created a character.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. We'll talk maybe a little bit about that when we come back from our music break. We're going to go ahead and take a music break. We'll be back in about 10-15 minutes. Jethro Silverwing Show, we shall return.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethro Silverwing Show right after this break.
Join me group on up this Sunday at noon. Explore.
And of course, I completely forgot to announce that I have a brand new song. It is a brand new song. Based on, crap, now I can't remember what it's based on. Mysterious Ways by U2. This is called Breaking the NDA.
exploring frozen lands, rendered by doom. We're all here running round to see firsthand, but the non-disclosure contract they don't understand. You're up all night, you're up all night, you think it's all right. Oh, they're breaking the NDA. They're posting pics, they think they're slick. Oh, they're breaking the NDA.
Oh, this is going really smooth.
I know, what are you doing?
I like this guy.
On untouched planes, along on a quest. But our leader seems to know what comes next. Was it luck or prophecy? How we seem to know. Someone posted spoilers an hour ago.
Oh, what are you doing? What the? That's me in the screenshot, you bastard! I'm gonna get banned! Oh!
You're up all night, you're up all night. You think it's alright?
Have returned. All right, let's see here. Crap, I have something I wanted to bring up. Now I can't remember why. Okay, well, there is one thing I can do, and that's plug Online Gaming Radio's new show on Mondays. Crap, let me bring the up here. I only had 15 minutes to do this. May as well just do it at the last second here. Yep, on Mondays, Torin, help me out here. Torin and Uriel, what time does it start? I forgot to list that on the website. On Mondays, there is the Downrage with Torin. Torin Woodsrunner of the Antonia Bale server is our newest DJ at Online Gaming Radio. 8 p.m. Eastern Time, which would be 5 p.m. Pacific Time. Downrage with Torin. I was not able to listen to his entire show this week, but I did catch the first part of it, and it's very good. Sounds, with the exception of no parody music, sounds very much how I started to begin with. With a lot of ranting and stuff, but he makes more sense. He actually has a point to make. I was just ranting incoherently at things. And, yeah, he...
He was ranting about Velius, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was going on about, I believe, the cost. I mean, if you pre-order, it's $39, something like that. Let me bring that up here. It's the, there's a collector's edition that comes with some free in-game and out-of-game items and stuff like that. That's going to cost $100.
What?
Yeah.
I actually linked to it from Kentacore, I believe. Let me see here. CommunityWar.org. I'll bring my site up, too.
$100 for what?
I'm bringing it up. Hold on a minute.
You mean we get a flying mount for real?
Yeah, right, huh? Okay, the collector's edition comes with the Loyal Snowhound, which is pretty much what we got in the winter promotion last week. Four different Velios paintings. Serena's wedding present. Serena was the boss mob of the Tower of Frozen Shadow. It is a Tower of Frozen Shadow house item with a special ability. They don't see what the special ability is.
Right.
Cryomantic Armor Crate, which is a magic ice appearance armor. I don't know what it looks like, though. They haven't linked it yet. There is a new house that will be available with the Collector's Edition. The Everfrost Summer Home. Stormfeather Brood Guardian, which is an alternative Griffin mount. So the Brood Guardian will be a Griffin mount and not the Dragon mount. The one you have to do a quest for and be level 90 is a dragon.
Right.
A snow dragon. Well, this is a Griffin mount that comes free with it. And 30 days free subscription. For new accounts, not for renewing.
Right.
Now, that is $59.99 if you pre-order.
Right.
If you get it after the pre-order is over, it's $100.
Well, it's not $100. It's $90.
Yeah. $89.99 plus tax and blah, blah, blah. Now, just the standard copy is just going to be $39.99. I'm not sure if that's pre-order or for everyone. It says you can pre-order it now, but it does not have a note on there about after a certain date it'll be increased. And the standard has the wolf pup pet,
mm-hmm.
The four paintings, and a month free for new accounts. If you get the retail version, you go in and you buy the standard version, not the collector's edition. Oh, I need to state that what I said for the collector's edition is a digital download.
Right. So this, you know, it's kind of nice to see that the digital download is the one that's chalked pack. Pack.
You're fine. Don't worry about it. And let's see.
But they didn't have, like, a collector's edition, you know, that you can go get.
Well, I'm not done yet. There is a standard retail version that has, of course, the game. Standard of the Dane, which is an animated glowing... a standard animated glowing cloak. The four Velios paintings. And free 30-day subscription for new accounts. That's an addition if you get the retail version. But there doesn't seem to be a collector's edition that you'll be able to pick up in the stores. But I have to agree with Torin. $100 is quite a bit.
$90.
Whatever. With taxes, it's going to be $100. But that's quite a bit. For a game. You know what I mean?
Well, unless you order it ahead of time.
Yes, but still. If you don't, I wouldn't.
And of course, we only get the standard one for free, huh?
For going to Fanfare last year, I'm pretty sure we're just getting the standard.
That's a pretty neat little house item.
What's that?
The wedding present. It's a miniature of the Tower of Frozen Shadows.
Ah.
And the chromatic armor. And the loyal snowhound has a beer keg under his throat.
Ah.
It's cute.
Now, I would just say that for $80, I would expect to get something tangible. You know, like in the past, you would get,
well, that's how much
you
spent on Eric's WoW and Collector's Edition, and he got a lot. He got, what all stuff was in there?
Yeah, you got a book and a CD of the soundtrack and a guide.
And you got cards.
And a card game and stuff like that. He got tangible stuff. For $90, I would want something tangible.
And then he got stuff in game too.
Right. I don't know. That's just my thing. I mean, if I'm going to pay $90 for something, give me an action figure or something. No, you have on your desk the Fiona V action figure that came with what?
It was, I forgot.
The Rise of Kunark, wasn't it?
I don't remember. It was that was EQ1, though.
Oh, you've had that for a long time, then.
Yeah, and I don't see her up there. Where's my Fiona V? See up there?
Oh, it was up there the last time I saw it. But anyway.
Did you take her?
I didn't take her.
No, I'm talking to Eric.
Oh. I don't know. It just seems a bit pricey to me.
She wasn't. She might have got knocked over.
Anyway.
DC Universe.
Yeah, you made yourself a character on DC Universe.
Yeah, to give it a try. It was interesting. I was having a good time. I have a real major problem with the keyboard stuff.
Navigation, just...
Oh, yeah. Flying in the walls and stuff.
Same with me. That's why I'm not playing it.
Eric was over here trying to give me help, and I was like, no, leave me alone, flying into the wall, boom, boom, boom. Mm-hmm. I'm learning how to fly, crash, crash, leave me alone, smash. What does this do? Ooh. But there was one moment there where I got the hang of it, and I was flying, and I was like, ooh, this is nice. And then I flew right into the building or something.
Of course.
And I was like, ah.
Now, flight, of course, is one of the, is something that damn near everyone wants. Because, I was in beta. I had a flying character. I went up and I just went as high as I possibly could and just looked at the landscape. And it was nice.
Well, the one I made, she could fly. She uses the bow. She is evil. I went with Celsi.
Mm-hmm.
And with telekinesic powers.
Mm-hmm. Cersei.
And Cersei. And I was having a nice time. I like the fact that I have... What's that guy that talks to you? Calculator?
I guess. I don't know.
But anyway, I have this little guy talking to me when I do my quests and stuff. You know, helping me get to the next one. He's got a nice voice. I like listening to him. Yes, Angela Corey, I totally agree with your wife. He has a hot voice. Like I said, I would listen to him. He was nice. Evil side is good. But I couldn't, Cersei, she's all into bringing this god back to the world. It's like, what god? You gotta be joking. But I guess from my understanding, depending on which villain you go with, there's a whole other little storyline to go through, right? Trigon. I don't understand who he is. I just don't.
Clorny is warning us that we may be talking about NDA stuff. DC Universe Online is out. NDA's over, buddy.
Like paid for game type out?
Yeah, you're not playing in beta. That's live. No, we're not. We weren't talking about Velios there. I mean, what we were talking about was stuff being released with the packs. I mean, that's posted right on EverQuest too. That's not NDA. Sorry, if it's listed on the EverQuest 2 website, it is not under non-disclosure. Anyway.
But Eric's been playing the heck out of it.
Oh, I know. And bitching and complaining and not doing his chores. And I've already kicked him off of it once.
That's saying something. At least he's not playing WoW.
Well, that's true. At least he's not playing World of Warcraft.
See?
I'll give him a little leeway there, but he told you to shut up a few
days because
ago.
I called him out to dinner and he comes by and rah, 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 you know, and he's always rah, 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 when I ask him to do anything. It's rah, 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 rah. Eric, can you feed the cats? Rah, 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 you know. So here I'm calling him out to dinner and he's rah, rah, and I go, what's wrong with you? And he says, shut up. And I go, what?
Yeah, I kicked him off at that point. That's it.
Thomas, don't go chit-a-da-da-da at me.
Nope, the next time he does it, he's out for good. And I mean World of Warcraft, DC Universe. I'll take the PS3 away from him. He does not disrespect his mother, and that's all there is to it.
I don't care if he's already in a bad mood. He doesn't have to be a bad mood to me.
That's right. He'd get himself a job if he wants.
He wants to be in a bad mood, somebody, yeah. Oh, God. Go to bed.
Well, Ridolane is saying that, well, you should break the fuse for that room. Can't. Elkin's playing in there, too. But I can't take the RAM out of his computer. Anyway.
That's terrible. But, yeah, Eric keeps wanting to change my keys to fly different. I don't know how I'm going, you know, what is that going to do? I got to remember, you know, A, W, S, D, E to pick something up. You know, what's the difference between that and T, U, G or something? It's not going to help.
Well, of course, Eric's having a better time with it because he has a special keyboard with the movement arrows off to the left. So he's having an easier time with that.
I was trying it with my movement arrows because that's how I run it.
No. Take a look at his keyboard. He has a special pad to the left.
I know, but I've used arrow. I use arrow keys in game.
Mm-hmm.
With my hand on the mouse, and I use arrow keys. You have yours all set up on the keypad, which I hate.
Yep. Okay. Anyway.
And then, you know, he's over there clicking like crazy and stuff and complaining that his fingers are starting to hurt.
Oh, well. That's life. All right, so next week we have Chris. Now, he's the CEO, is he? Or
yes.
CEO of Night Owl Entertainment coming next week.
Who's putting out Dungeon Overlord.
So next week will be the El Quindena Show with Chris from...
God, what
am I going to have to say to him? It's going to be just like the last time you had someone from Dungeon Overlord here. I'm going to be sitting here all quiet.
Oh, fuck.
Got nothing to say. So anyway.
Hey, at least I got a guest.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do this week?
Pet your cat. Speaking of which, we got the cat. He's a Bengal. This is a big freaking cat. He's, just over a year old?
Yes.
And he's already bigger than Mario, who is, what, 7 or 8?
Yes.
It's a big fucking cat. But I'll say this, the weirdest thing about him is his meow. He has got the highest pitched meow for a big-ass cat that I've ever seen.
Just, he talks. I told you they talk.
Oh, yeah. I talk to him every morning. I go in and go, wow. And he goes, like, you should not have that voice, dude. Seriously, you should not have that voice. Just, And it will talk back and forth to each other.
Meow.
It's funny. But anyway. We got him. Elkman's following this guide for how to acclimate him to his new environment. And
not just a guide. You look at several guides and they all come up the same thing. You got to keep him isolated for at least a week. He's got to get acclimated to the house. I mean, you know, go in and spend as much time as you can with him. You know, mm-hmm. You've already introduced him to Mal, which there's a picture on Facebook of the two.
Yep, you can go to Facebook.com and /Jethel, and I've got a picture of, let me see how far down my list it is at this point. Facebook.com/Jethel. How far down is it? You may have to... Oh, okay. It's about 3/4 of the way down the page at this point.
Well, it's also over on the pet page.
Well, a lot of people don't have that. But it's Mao and Hobbs getting to know each other. And you bring it up, and there's Hobbs and Mao. Hobbs is the new cat. He's very handsome. Now, his eyes are set further apart than a regular domesticated cat. He almost, I mean, when I'm petting him and stuff and his hair is kind of flat, he almost looks like a cheetah. His head, it's round. His eyes are further apart and stuff. He's a hunting cat.
Well, Bengals are bred with, I want to say, Asian leopards. Let me look this up again. Unless one of you guys...
He's a very handsome cat. Very soft. He doesn't have fur like regular cats. He has a pelt.
Yeah, Asian leopard cat.
Asian leopards, huh?
Yeah. They take an Asian leopard, and then they start breeding it down with domesticated cats.
Yeah, I'd really hate to be that first domesticated cat that's got to take that leopard.
Well, it's usually... It's usually a male... with a female Asian.
Oh, I see. That's not so bad.
No. What? I miss.
Imagine if it was a male leopard with a female domesticated.
Okay. Yes, Hobbs is the Bengal. You're terrible.
Oh boy. Anyway. Oh, that's funny.
I guess Xanadi's listening. He's a marbled. I've got other pictures of him from the side. You look straight down on him, he's got the beautiful racing stripe down his back. And then he's got some very nice He's not the dark marble where it's all solid almost. He's got very nicely defined marble patterns on him. He's really quite handsome. I made him give me loves tonight before I fed him.
Well, that's good.
We're working it out up there. But apparently he was abandoned. And he was 10 months old when he was found. And I think from what the vet said, he's an F4, which is a good.
Is that a measure of the damage he's going to do?
No, that's
what happened here. It was an F4.
F4 is how far down the breeding line, away from the original pairing of the Asian cat in a domestic.
Yeah,
and F4s are pretty good. So, you know, we go in there and he talks to us and gets down and rubs between our legs and everything. And he's handsome. We just have to work on him. Work with him. But, yeah, apparently somebody just dumped him at the end of a road where a lot of other cats get dumped. And
really?
The lady who found him, he showed up at her back door on a stormy night. So she let him in because she lives at the end of the road.
Mm-hmm.
He was fixed at 10 months when she found him. She had him fixed. and that was in November, so he's just over a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so far he hasn't had any fascination with water. I mean, you know, he'll drink out of the faucet, you know, if I have it running up there. I can't tell if he's been drinking. Have you ever seen him drink water out of the bowl yet?
Nope, no, I haven't.
I know he's doing something with it because there's stuff in it. You know, I change it every day, twice a day, really. And he's got to be drinking.
He's got to be, or he'd be.
And
he's not playing.
Right, he's not quite playing in it because there's more water in the bowl than on the floor.
Mm-hmm. I did have a video up. We have to go to older posts here.
Yeah, but that's a second video.
Yeah, if you go to scroll all the way down to my Facebook page and go to older posts, there's a video there that says Hob says meow to you all, and I can actually play that on the air here. Hold on a sec.
Oh, he did not like hearing him.
Okay, video's over. Yeah, you couldn't hear it, but everyone could over the air. So, yeah, he's... Yeah, that was an angry kitty. That was his first trip into the bedroom. We have him locked up in the upstairs bathroom right now, and that's what the guide says to do. Keep him isolated for about a week.
He doesn't seem to be, you know, upset for being in there. He's not crying to be let out, and he's, you know, he's happy to see us when we come in, and
mm-hmm.
He's comfortable.
Well, yeah, we're supposed to keep him isolated so we get used to the sounds of the house. Like the dog barking.
Yes. And the smells, and you know, it's just it's nothing to rush. We don't have to rush into it. Just take it slow.
Yeah, well, that's what they say to do, so that's what we're gonna do. And starting this coming weekend, I guess we'll try to get him. You know, we've already introduced him to Mal, and they seem to get along okay. They were lying side by side, and Mal licked him a little bit. He seemed to be fine with it. But I'm worried about Mario because they're both males. And I'm not really worried about Mario having the problem. I'm worried about Hobbs having the problem.
I don't think they'll have a problem, really, when it comes down to it, because they're both fixed.
But they're both males.
He was around Calvin at that lady's house.
Yeah, that was another male.
Yes.
All right.
And he was older than Hobbs by 2.5 years.
All right. Well, maybe he won't have a problem. I don't know. Well, we'll find out.
But like Xanadi says, they take abandonment very personally. And he was abandoned once, and then he was taken in and then handed off to me. So he's still kind of dealing with that.
Well, that's one of the reasons I'm going in and petting him, you know, pretty regularly.
That's fine.
Little kitty was abandoned. I don't want him to feel lonely. Go in, tell him I love him, and hey, we're glad to have you here. And sometimes he'll come out of his box and climb up my leg, and I'll hold him and pet him for a little while. But there are other times he does not want to be touched.
No, he doesn't. I made him. I wouldn't feed him until he gave me a love tonight. He headbutted me.
Mm.
Head to head. So
he's getting used to us. He'll come around.
Yeah, it's just going to take some time. We can't push him.
Yeah, but he's a very handsome, very soft kitty.
He likes to play.
Mm-hmm.
Already got a laser.
Yeah. Did he like that?
Yes, he just goes bananas over that.
Good.
It's not so much, it's more like, oh my god, what is that? get, oh, it's not there.
Okay, well, I think that's the end of the show for tonight. Next week, we have Chris, who is a CEO of Night Owl Games.
And if you guys play Dungeon Overlord, take part of the contest that I've got for your minion says what? Basically, take a screenshot and add some text. There's a couple of them in there already that are pretty cute. One guy got ambitious and did like a cartoon strip, which is funny.
Oh, that's cool.
He shows these two guards talking, you know, one guard's dressing down the other guard about being more careful and watching everything. And if you notice in the panes, you see this enemy thief sneak into the dungeon. You can watch him walk around and get stuff and take off.
I'm going to bump that on my on my Facebook page there. So if you go to facebook.com/Jethel, you'll see Minion Capture Contest.
And it won't be the only thing we talk about next week.
No, we'll talk about other things.
He probably won't be on he'll probably be on the first half. So you can tune into the second half at least, okay, Rathy?
Tune into the second half and we will talk about evil.
Alrighty. That's it. I'm going to go ahead and shut her down for tonight, folks. We actually have some movies. I'm going to go downstairs and we're going to watch some movies. I think. Or at least one.
I don't know. It's getting kind of late.
I'm getting kind of late. We got time.
All right. You can watch movies.
Oh, fine. I see how you are. Okay. I'll just stay up here then. Forget it. Wanted to spend some time with you, but no.
How do you know I'm not coming up there to spend time with you?
All you gotta do is sit down and watch, use your electronic book.
No.
But we do have a ding before we sign off here. Malencia of Legion of Kithagor, now a level 85 necromancer. So congratulations, let's give you your ding here. Where the hell is it? Ding, ding, ding. Where the heck is it? There it is. And there's your ding. Congratulations.
Ring-a-ding.
Ring-a-ding-a-ding. All right, folks. That's it for this week.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elkwin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.